Title: FDA updates 8-year-old payer communications guidance. Content: Last week, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA or the agency, issued a new draft guidance on drug and device manufacturer communications with payors, formulary committees, and similar entities, the draft guidance. When finalized, it will replace the final guidance of the same title issued in June 2018, the 2018 guidance. The draft guidance reflects two major legislative changes that Congress enacted as part of the Consolidated Appropriations Act, 2023, and represents the most substantive update to FDA's payer communications policy in nearly a decade. While much of the draft guidance closely tracks the language of its predecessor, several changes, including the incorporation of the statutory safe harbor, the broadening of certain prohibitions, and the elevation of previously optional recommendations to mandatory requirements, carry meaningful implications for how drug and device companies structure and review their payer-facing communications. Key changes from the 2018 guidance: the 2018 guidance and the draft guidance are intended to provide answers to common questions concerning communication of certain healthcare economic information, HCEI, 1, and product-related information by firms, i.e., medical product manufacturers, packers, and distributors, including representatives of these entities, regarding their prescription drugs and medical devices to payors, formulary committees, or other similar entities with knowledge and expertise in the area of healthcare economic analysis. To appreciate what the draft guidance changes, it helps to understand the trajectory of the guidance. The 2018 guidance was itself a significant development from a 2017 draft guidance. Notably, it expanded the framework from one focused primarily on investigational products to one covering the broader category of unapproved products and unapproved uses of approved or cleared products. The draft guidance maintains that broader framing while layering in new statutory protections. 1. Medical devices are now expressly included. At the time the 2018 guidance was published, the relevant statutory provision on HCEI at FDCA 502A applied only to drugs. In the 2018 guidance, FDA stated that it believed the same principles should apply to devices, but this was largely an agency policy position rather than an express statutory safe harbor. However, the draft guidance incorporates amendments made to FDCA 502A by the Consolidated Appropriations Act, 2023, and now explicitly applies to both drug and device HCEI communications. The draft guidance creates substantially greater certainty that device firms can rely on the same statutory protections available to drug firms for HCEI communications to payors. Device-related HCEI materials must now be developed under the same statutory framework as drug HCEI materials, not merely by analogy. Device companies that have historically relied on the 2018 guidance's policy-based extension of HCEI protections should consider whether their existing payer communication materials and internal review processes reflect the requirements of the statutory framework as now codified. 2. A new statutory safe harbor for investigational products. The draft guidance incorporates new FDCA 502GG, also created by the Consolidated Appropriations Act, 2023, which provides that communications to payors regarding investigational medical products and/or investigational uses of approved or cleared products will not be considered misbranded under FDCA 502F1 when certain statutory conditions are met. 2. Specifically, these communications must, 3, include, 1, a clear statement that the investigational product or use has not been approved or cleared by FDA and that safety and effectiveness have not been established, 2, information related to the stage of development, 4, factual presentations of study results, which shall not be selectively presented, as discussed further below, a description of all material aspects of study design, methodology, and all material limitations. 4. Where applicable, a prominent statement disclosing the approved or cleared indications and a copy of the most current required labeling, and the updated information if previously communicated information becomes materially outdated due to significant changes or new information regarding the product or its review status. However, this product inform,